to have you here on a Thursday. You've almost made it through another week, and the sun is coming up. I promise you that. For those of you living in the north, big snowstorms will be heading your way. A couple of them over the next 10 days, I'm told. Don't put that snow shovel away. The groundhog hasn't even come out yet. Let's see here. We're going to shift gears now to border security. When it rains, it pours. How about that? Joe Biden, in one of his first executive orders as president, decided that having border security was not terribly important. Stopped construction on the border wall, ordered an end to the deportation of illegal aliens here for 100 days. That, of course, struck down by a federal judge a couple of days later. But they also ordered the release of 15,000 illegals being detained. That didn't happen either. John Hostetler is a former chairman of the House Subcommittee on Immigration, Border Security, and Claims. John, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
I mean, quite simply, is there any other nation on earth that just says, you know, border security doesn't matter at all? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Not at all. Not at all. Including the fact that we know that Mexico is very protective of their southern border. But these issues, all of them combining together, are going to ultimately return us to the bad old days of chaos on the southwestern border. And Texas, having the longest section of that border, is going to be the one most negatively impacted. And so we at the Texas Public Policy Sure. Foundation and States Trust here in D.C. are very concerned about what's going to happen on the border.
Quite honestly, you touch on this, John, so I want to explain it to folks that maybe don't understand. On the southern border of Mexico with Guatemala, they sometimes, and in fact kind of routinely, shoot people that come across the border illegally if they don't follow commands. Can you imagine what would happen in the United States if people actually got shot along the border and the border was enforced? People here would go crazy.
Most definitely, and we're not calling for that.
I understand that, but the point I'm making is the Mexican army enforces brutally the border with Guatemala without questions asked. They enforce the border. I'm not saying we should do that, but the fact of the matter is to have no border at all and basically say, you know, come and go when we've got huge drug wars going on and the cartels are operating, it's a bad idea.
And speaking of the drug wars and the cartels, we know, Steve, that to this very point of what we're discussing, and that's border security, and that is migration across the border, is that many of the cartels have switched over in their commercial concerns to human smuggling from drug trafficking, because as you can imagine, if illicit drugs make their way across the border and are attempted to make their way across the border and they are observed at a checkpoint or even between checkpoints, then we know that the law is being broken and that there are criminal penalties, and there is one way to do that. But
wait a second, John. Hold on.
People across the border. Yep.
Because here's the thing. If we find people that are Guatemalan nationals and El Salvadoran nationals and Mexican nationals or wherever else they may come from, they're on our side of the border, we also know a crime has been committed. They don't have to have cocaine and heroin and drugs in their pocket to be illegal. Just being here is a violation of federal law in the United States of America. Yet we don't enforce it. That's the difference.
Well, until they make a claim for asylum, and that is what the drug cartels turned human smugglers have learned, and it was President Trump who effectively ended that with policies like Remain in Mexico and the asylum cooperation agreements that he obtained with the Northern Triangle countries like that. And so when they came here, they realized, and they had been trained by their smugglers, that they need to seek out an individual in a green uniform. Whereas in the past, they would flee. They would, in this case, in a newer iteration of the issue, would seek out a person in a green uniform, a Border Patrol officer, and make a claim for asylum. And as a result of things that were happening before President Trump put these various policies in place, those individuals were interviewed and ultimately released into the interior And understandably,
that's happening
not,
again,
most, the vast majority wouldn't come back for a hearing. But the Biden administration is suspending all of these policies.
Correct.
And so we're going to have that happen again. They're going to come into the country. They're going to make a claim for asylum, and they're going to be released into the interior. And that's just going to draw more people to the border.
But let me ask you this, John. John Hostetler here, former chairman of the House Subcommittee on Immigration, Border Security and Claims. Here's the question. These caravans that have getting that get so much press, they do not impress the American people. The American people, voters in this country, do not like the appearance of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people coming to the border, all demanding entry into the country. And if the Biden administration allows that to happen, I expect there to be a big backlash across this country. It will not be popular, and people will not stand for it. My guess. Your thoughts?
I agree. I agree. The border is going to descend into chaos, and most of those people, as a result of other changes in policy from the Biden administration, most of those people will ultimately be released into the interior, and they're going to be added to the anywhere from 11 to 21 million aliens illegally in the country as it is today.
That's exactly right. And so it descends into chaos. People around the country see that, and they say no. And the other thing is this, at a time when jobs are at a premium because of the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything else, opening this border doesn't help anybody. So let me ask you about the drug trade. You mentioned that. I want to touch on that just for a moment, John. With lax security at the border, it will mean the easier importation of heroin, black tar heroin from Mexico, of cocaine, of all of these street drugs, right? I mean, it'll make it easier to bring it in. If you've got lax security, I would think that if you're not going to continue the wall, that it's coming in, all these opioids. What do you think?
Oh, it most definitely. Fentanyl coming from Mexico as a result of importing to Mexico from China. So, yes, that is going to be the case. And as a result of a simulation that the Texas Public Policy Foundation ran prior to the election on potential policies of the Biden administration, there's going to be, you know, when you take this, when you extrapolate this to its obvious end, there's going to be a much larger case of opioid and other drug overdose in the country.
Sure.
Because of the massive increase in supply and reduction in cost price to the market.
And so the bottom line takeaway, we've only got about 40 seconds here or less. Just a quick comment. Opening the border will cost jobs, but more importantly, it will cost lives in human trafficking and drug overdoses and abuse and violence. 10 seconds for the last word.
Exactly. The human trafficking, the human cost of an insecure border is going to be incalculable with these policies.
There you go. John Hostetler, former chair of the House Subcommittee on Immigration, Border Security and Claims. John, thank you so much for being here. Good conversation.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
There you have it. Quick break still ahead. We're going to talk more about the job-killing decisions by President Biden and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
It's time to go on the court with Anthony Bellino.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. The Michigan basketball team took the floor last Friday night on the road against Purdue for a game in which many questioned if they would even be playing, considering the Boilermakers announced that day that starter Sasha Stefanovic would miss the contest due to testing positive for COVID-19. The Wolverines would win the game 70-53 in a dominant road bold performance led by Isaiah Livers, who put up a double-double with 22 points and 10 rebounds to go along with 3 assists and 2 blocks. The very next day, on Saturday, the University of Michigan made the announcement that due to a positive test of the COVID-19 B117 strain within the athletic department, they are suspending all athletic activities for 2 weeks. What will this mean for the 13-1 Wolverines, the team that is in first place in the Big Ten? No one can know for certain, but one thing we do know, they're going to miss their scheduled games at home against Indiana, on the road against Northwestern, and back in Chrysler Center for the rivalry game against Michigan State.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.